You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Here and outside the hotel this morning. If that continues, not only the kicking game, it could affect throwing the ball.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because the wind's kind of a mystical thing. You can't see it, but you sure can feel it when it's a force.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, Rock, I don't want to date myself, but I will. I was broadcasting Big Ten football.
My expiration date is, you know, closer near.
well, we hope not, because you're in better shape than I am. But anyway, Mike Kafka was a quarterback and a good one at Northwestern when I was broadcasting Big Ten football back in the day. And, you know, he takes over as head coach. He's a well-regarded offensive coordinator. You and I talked about it yesterday at practice in Green Bay. You always get concerned when a team fires a coach in midstream, hires, an assistant to be the interim head coach, and there seems to be an uptick with the teams. Now, I want to ask you this. I know you never went through this as a player, but is it your observation that you know, I think players, sometimes when that happens, sometimes they feel like, well, this is partly my fault. I better pick up my performance. And the team, they do, and the team does.
Oh, it's a weird dynamic. I was not ever part of a midseason coaching change, but I was part of some teams where people just assumed things were in disarray. Like we had lost a number of games in a row, and you assume that things are in disarray. But from the inside looking out, things are never as bad as everybody on the outside assumes. Because there's a lot of guys who they made the coaching change, thought, good deal. He kind of likes me. I'll get more of an opportunity. No, I mean, guys look at it that way. Or there'll be guys that were kind of coasting, what have you, and maybe they get shoved to the side a little bit. A lot of things. It's a very interesting dynamic, and I think it's a mistake for anybody, us players, coaches, anybody, to assume they're a team in disarray just because they're 2-8 and they fired their head coach. As a matter of fact, Wayne, I read an interesting stat this morning. Teams since 2020, midseason coaching change, first came back, teams are 7-8. So it's almost a 50% batting average that team, where things were bad enough that they got rid of the head coach, actually won the game. So I think it's a mistake. If anybody, I think Matt LaFleur hit it right all week. Hey, it's not about the Giants. It's about us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, I wonder, Rock, I mean, coming out of the booth the other night, you know, you looked at the game and the way it played out, and you wonder, and I'm a layman, so I'm not saying any you know, I don't know. But it looked to me from the outside looking in.
You're a layman, but I'm a moron, so, so we're in trouble.
Yeah, okay. But you've been a part of it. You know, it just looks from the outside in like the offense is broke a little bit, and can it be fixed at midseason, and a big change in the middle of the offensive line? I think broke, and I caution myself, I said, I think broke is too harsh a term. This offense isn't broke. It's going through a slump. There's no doubt about that.
No, it's broke if the slump continues. Mm-hmm. Now, a couple of games or a few games, okay, but you got to come out of it. And I really think, Wayne, some consistency on a lot of different levels, but some more consistency with the running game would help a lot, because so much of the passing game is built off the running game. And I just think also consistency on an individual basis. You know, play calling's been getting a lot of play this week, and understandably so, that's what people do. But it's been my experience, and I truly believe this, that most plays work if everybody does their job.
Mm-hmm.
So it comes back down to individual performance, taking it upon yourself. And I really think the Packers would behoove themselves to come out here with a real sense of urgency. I don't want to use the word desperate, but if I'm the Packers, and particularly on the offensive side of the ball, I'm desperate to start moving that thing. We have got some good players out here. We talked about them. We've been talking about them for months. And sure, we've got some injuries, but we've got some depth. And everybody, you see the Giants injuries today. I mean, if you want to talk about hurt, they are really hurt. And yet I want to feel a sense of urgency to get this thing done, get it turned around, because the only people that are going to do it are down on that field.
Well, I agree with you. You know, and the offense, the system is not broke, folks, believe me. But, you know, again, the slump they're going through, it can't go on forever. Otherwise, as you mentioned, then maybe something is wrong deep inside. But I don't anticipate that happening. And you know, John Kuhn joins us on the sidelines. First off, John, I want to talk a little bit about what you're feeling from the weather down there. Is it windy on the floor of the stadium?
You know, Wayne, it has gusts. It has moments when it's windy. It's inconsistent with its blowing right now. But I will say, what it felt like this morning was anything but calm. So I'm looking at the forecast. It says it's expected at least through kickoff, if not through the entire game. So, yeah, the wind could definitely play a factor here today.
John, the great Al McGuire once said, the only must wins are war and surgery. Okay, having that caveat, okay, that's, you know, life and death type situations. But outside of that, do you look at this as a must-win for the Green Bay Packers?
No, I do, Rock. We're on the surgery table right now. This football team needs to get repaired. It needs to get fixed, and it starts right here in New Jersey. And what I mean by that is when you lose a couple games in a row in tough fashion like they did by 3 points each, you start to wonder. You start to have doubt creep into your mind. And this team that started the season so dominant against the Detroit Lions at home has not looked like that dominant team in some time. And I think you need to go out here today against a team with a lot of question marks, a lot of wild cards riding on this New York Giant team. You need to go out here, and it needs to start fast. It needs to be early, and it needs to look like you said, not desperate, but urgent.
You know, getting the ground game on track, a couple of people from the New York side of things told me, boy, if you guys don't get your ground game going today, it may never happen. The Bears posted 171 yards rushing on this Giants team last week. In the last three games, the Giants have given up 606 rushing yards on 100 carries. That's 6.6 per attempt and 202 rushing yards per game. Now, John, based on your study of the tape, of the Giants tape, you know, they got a lot of big names on that front seven, and I'm sitting here saying, how are they not stopping the run?
It's kind of perplexing, is it not? You talk about first-round picks. You talk about big-name talent like Dexter Lawrence, Kayvon Thibodeau, who won't play today. Nunez Roches, who I really like as a player, he also won't play today. So not only is this defense not that good at stopping the run, they also won't have a majority of their starters on that front line. So you would imagine, Wayne, that if they're going to get Josh Jacobs in this running game going at any point in time this season, it will be today.
Hey, John, Rob Domofsky, one of our media colleagues in Green Bay, postulated this week, or as a pregame mention, that maybe since the Packers are struggling to run the football, they ought to just put it in Jordan Love's hands and throw it all over the park. What do you think of that postulation?
Well, I think it sounds good in theory, but quite frankly, the best friend to a quarterback is the run game and being able to set up play action. Right now, teams are, they got a script for this Packers offense. We're going to show them two shell. We might sit in two shell. We might rush a safety down after the snap of the football. And it's something that right now, Matt LaFleur is up. It's his move on the chessboard, and he's got to figure out a way to break that defense. And he needs to do it sooner rather than later, or this is going to continue throughout the season.
John, I want to ask you about the Giants. We talked about their struggles against the run, but they have got a stud duck when it comes to the passing game. Brian Burns, 11 sacks, tied for the league lead, 17 hits on the quarterback, 15 tackles for losses. What do you see from him when you were looking at the tape? Is he one of those creature type guys?
Yeah, he is. He really is. He's got attitude, and the number one thing, Brock, he's got effort, right? This guy is relentless. He goes all the way through the whistle, and he's got a couple sacks where he just plain out beats his guy, but a lot of his sacks also come through an extended period of time, three and a half, 4 seconds, where a quarterback might be patting the ball. He does not have any quit in him, and it's something that Jordan Love, when he's back there in the pocket, I'm sure he's going to be thinking about, where's number zero?
You know, John, I wanted to ask you one last question here. And, you know, Rock and I have talked about it from this level, but you're on the field. You get a close look at how the offensive line is performing. They've kind of struggled this year, have they not? I mean,
yeah.
Josh, to me, looks fine health-wise. Maybe he's got banged up, and everybody's banged up at this time of year, folks. But, you know, to me, he looks fine. He looks like the runner of last year. He's not getting the creases up front from what I can tell going back and looking at the tape. You're on the field. You see it up close. What are you seeing?
Well, our guys come off the ball. I mean, they're trying really hard. The problem is they don't have great leverage every single down. They get beat across their face and don't let their hands go. They get called for a holding call. All the little techniques that Rock knows so well that you need to play with, and you need to play with every single play or you will get beat. They're not playing with those consistent techniques, and that is what's happening. It's not all five guys every play. It's one guy here, it's one guy there, it's the left tackle, then it's the right guard, and it's just enough that this run game has never really found its rhythm, and it's something that they really got to pull here together today against a team that does not stop the run very well.
Pad level, low man always wins. Mm-hmm. Case closed.
Yeah, you kept saying that last week against the Eagles, and you were right. No doubt about it. All right, guys, let's send it back to Dennis Krause. We've got bright sunshine, Dennis, a little bit of wind here in the Meadowlands, and a beautiful day for football in the what we call the air conditioner, the great air conditioner, MetLife Stadium. From the outside, it looks like an air conditioner, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. But I'll tell you what, I like the atmosphere here because they have – almost to a man, all the people that help you here are old-timers.
Yeah.
They've been working Giant football for years. They
yep.
kind of have a feel for it.
Mm-hmm.
And they have an investment. You can almost feel that. And I think that's a great way to run a stadium, to have those kind of people who really care about not only their jobs, but the New York football Giants.
The New York football Giants. And with that, we send it back to Dennis Krause.
Guys, thanks very much. Look forward to your call of the game. When we come back, we'll be joined by former Packers receiver James Jones and Drew Olsen. This will be the third time in 4 years that these two teams have played. And the last two games between these teams have been decided by a total of 7 points. Micah Parsons played them a lot when he's with Dallas, Dallas and the Giants in the NFC East. He's 8-0. Against the New York Giants. So maybe that will be a good luck charm today. This is the start of a stretch of 3 games in 12 days for the Packers. Remember, they have that Thanksgiving Day game coming up at Detroit. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
Packers Preview is sponsored by Pick and Save, Network Health, Miller Lite, Great Taste, Less Filling, Tastes Like Miller Time, West Bend, The Silver Lining, Quick Trip, Security Health Plan of Wisconsin, Software One, and American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly on the Packers Radio Network.
For the ultimate sports betting experience, get in the game at Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Unleash your inner champion with dozens of betting kiosks, a VIP deck, high-end bar, first-class restaurant, broadcast booth, a 2,000-square-foot video wall, and more. It's a sports fan's paradise, 24/7. Bet above the rest. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Visit the website for more. Must be 21 years old. All bets must be made on-site.
Sargento backs the pack and gives back to the community. When the Packers score, Sargento donates to defeat hunger. Sargento donates $2,000 for every Packers touchdown. Through the Touchdowns for Hunger program, Sargento has donated nearly $2 million for hunger relief in Wisconsin, chaired by Hunger Task Force in Milwaukee and Paul's Pantry in Green Bay. For more than two decades, every Packers touchdown helps defeat hunger thanks to Sargento, the official cheese of the Green Bay Packers.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Life is about balancing what you need with what you want. You don't need a checking account. You want to say, Mom and Dad, I've got this. You don't need a home loan. You want that beautiful lake view. You don't need an auto loan. You want safety for your precious cargo. At Fox Communities Credit Union, we understand that balance. You know what you want. We have what you need. At Fox Communities Credit Union.
Hey, fans. That fall chill is starting to creep in. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable and friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your heating system running safely and efficiently no matter what the weather throws at you. And act now and score up to $2,600 in federal tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems before they expire at the end of the year. Financing available through participating dealers for qualified buyers. Find your local Bryant dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com.
Make your home game tradition bigger and bolder at Titletown Game Day Live, presented by American Family Insurance. Take a lap around Titletown's outdoor ice rink, work on your touchdown dance, and enjoy live outdoor music all in the shadows of Lambeau Field. Festivities start 4 hours before kickoff. We'll see you at Titletown Game Day Live, presented by American Family Insurance on Sunday, when Green Bay hosts the Minnesota Vikings. The action starts 4 hours before kickoff. Visit Titletown.com for all the details.
Countdown to kickoff is presented by Pick and Save. This is Packers Preview. Packers and Giants today in New Jersey. Hey, Packers fans, score big for game day at Pick and Save, where you'll find lower prices on over 1,000 items, so you can save even more. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone. Joined by former Packers receiver James Jones and Drew Olsen. And James, everyone listening knows the Packers offense has struggled, coming off a couple of home losses with 13 and 7 points. How would you get this offense going?
Oh, my goodness, Dennis. Oh, my goodness. Struggled is not the word. number one, to be honest, I will put the ball in Jordan Love's hands. I feel like Coach LaFleur is kind of handicapping him right now. I feel like you're leaning on Josh Jacobs too much, and you have a really good quarterback that can play the game at a very high level. There's not a game this season that I believe that we walked into and said, you know what, the ball's going to be in Jordan Love's hands. Why do we got all these shiny pieces and all these wide receivers and tight ends and all that if we are not going to utilize them? I will never forget Coach Mike looked in that wide receiver room, and he said, I see Jordy, I see JJ. I see Donald, I see Greg, I see Jermichael Finley in the other room, I see Randall Cobb. You know what? We can try to run the ball, but I am going to spread these people out and go five wide and put the ball in Aaron Rodgers' hands. Let's try to put the ball in Jordan Love's hands. Josh Jacobs, we know what he's going to bring. Let's put the ball in Jordan Love's hands and let him go out here and ball out, and we'll probably get this offense started.
The Packers placed Elgton Jenkins on injured reserve with a lower leg fracture, so that puts Sean Ryan at center. Linebacker Christian Welch was signed from the practice squad to the active roster. And Drew, when the Packers issued a press release yesterday updating their injury report, and Brandon McManus, the kicker, was downgraded to doubtful.
Yeah, and Lucas Haversick's going to kick today. And Dennis, you can't now. It's easy to second guess in hindsight, but if you thought to yourself, well, why didn't they just put Brandon McManus on IR, let Lucas Haversick kick while he healed totally and didn't try to come back injured? Maybe the reports were he was feeling fine this week, and the McManus felt the quad Saturday morning after a practice on Friday, and I guess that could happen. But they've been compromised at that position of late, and it'll be interesting to see how Haversick kicks, and he's walking into MetLife Stadium where the winds are going to be between 20 and 40 miles an hour, which might also alter James's plan to spread the ball around and have Jordan Love air it out. If it's that windy, they might be forced to run a little bit more today.
Now, wide receiver Malik Heath did not make the trip because of a coach's decision. Nate Hobbs, the cornerback, is out with an injury. Questionable, so we'll watch the inactives. Matthew Golden with a shoulder, Lucas Van Ness with the foot, Savion Williams with the foot. Now, for the Giants, James, I mean, you could make a strong case there without their best three players on offense today. Dart, Scataboo, and Neighbors. So that's why people say, including some Packers, this is a must win.
Well, I don't know who can argue with your case right there, Dennis. Those are their, their three best players. To be honest with you, though, it's beyond the other team right now, Dennis. I think it's all about the Green Bay Packers. The Green Bay Packers on the offensive side of the ball, because defense the last two games has been playing lights out. On the offensive side of the ball, the Packers have not figured it out. the last two games, they are in a slump like no other. They have not figured it out. So to be honest with you, it's not even about the team that's across from you right now. It's about you checking the boxes and getting yourself right and you finding out who you are going to be on the offensive side of the ball. Because right now, we are not good enough on the offensive side of the ball to win a championship. We need to get to that. I don't care if it's James Jones's 13, you Chandler Bears you're playing. You have to figure out how to get on a right track and get this offense rolling. I don't really care about the Giants today.
Also out for the Giants, wide receiver Darius Slayton, Kayvon Thibodeau, their fine pass rusher, is out as well. Packers defense has held 6 of their 9 opponents to less than 19 points. Team is 3-3 in those games. For the season, Packers defense ranks 7th in points allowed per game at 19.6, and each of the Packers' 3 losses has been by 3 points. So close agony. With a recap of the last Packers game, here's Bill Schmidt.
Green Bay welcomed in the reigning defending Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles to Lambeau Field for Monday Night Football, and it was billed beautifully as the main event of the NFL weekend. The two defenses dominated the night, including the Packers unit, providing the first turning point on the end of an Eagles 16-play opening drive.
3rd and 8 of the Green Bay 24. Barkley make it to Hurts on a quarterback draw off the right side, gets a first down, fumbled the football, picked up by Green Bay, down the left sidelines and hammered out of bounds. Wow, that was Keyshawn Nixon. Keyshawn Nixon and his Green Bay football going back the other way.
Following the takeaway, the two teams combined for just 2 first downs over the next 6 drives. A run that was broken by a Packers sequence that ended in heartbreak late in the first half when Jordan Love was strip-sacked by N'Kobe Dean, giving the ball back to Philadelphia and making it the first scoreless half of primetime NFL football in over 15 years. Jake Elliott broke the scoreless tie with a 39-yard field goal on Philadelphia's opening drive of the second half, but Green Bay couldn't quite come close enough to respond, turning the ball over on downs on a 4th and 9 at the Eagles' 41. Green Bay drove right back into Philadelphia territory after another Eagles 3-and-out, but this time they had to punt it back to Philadelphia, and then the champs threw a haymaker when Saquon Barkley went 41 yards on a 3rd and 9 checkdown, and then Jalen Hurts went for the jugular.
In motion to the right side, Dotson, a wide receiver. On first down play action, Hurts looking. Shoulder fakes. Now lofts it down the left side, and it is caught. Bad. Touchdown, Devontae Smith. He beat Evan Williams and the Eagles on a 36-yard touchdown pass, take a 9-0 lead.
Suddenly down 10-0, the Packers offense moved with urgency down the field, converting a pair of third downs to keep the gotta-have-it drive alive and give Josh Jacobs a touch near the goal line.
Packers trying to get back into this game. Here's the snap. Give Jacobs up the middle. Jacobs cuts to his right. Pile driving to the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown, Josh Jacobs!
Green Bay needed a stop and finally got it near midfield, so a punt set up the Packers with 90 yards to go for a winning score and 2:18 to play. Green Bay was stuffed on a 4th and 1 at their own 41, but Philadelphia gave them hope once again after a questionable decision on a 4th down gave the Packers the ball back at their 36 with 27 seconds left. Jordan Love got Brandon McManus in at least the neighborhood of field goal range for a game-tying try.
Of the punter, Daniel Whelan hears the kick, and it is short and to the left. And the Eagles have defeated the Packers by the score of 10-7. Wow.
The loss moved the Packers to 5-3-1 in 2025, marked the first time Green Bay has suffered home losses in consecutive weeks since 2013, and most importantly, moved the Packers from 1st to 3rd in the race in the NFC North. Dennis, back to you.
Thank you, Bill. The Packers' offense has not scored in 6 of the last 12 quarters. The Packers' defense held the Eagles to 294 yards, 13 first downs, and 10 points. Game going on in Madrid in the 3rd quarter. Washington leads Miami 13-6. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
Tired of constant home maintenance? Make your home maintenance-free with Jeff Costanzo, LLC. From aluminum door and window wraps to soffit fascia, seamless gutters, and leaf guard, Jeff's got you covered. Durable, low-maintenance solutions that keep your home looking great year after year. Call Jeff today at 262-497-6797 for your free estimate. That's 262-497-6797. Jeff Costanzo, LLC. Quality, maintenance-free, and worry-free to make your life easier.
Fall serves up more than strikes at the Lanes on 20. Step into Angry Brothers Pub for flavor, football, and fun all season long.
Yes!
Every Sunday, bite into the classic pub burger. Juicy, stacked, and loaded with flavor. Served with a side of all the sports you can handle on the big screens. Catch the daily deals on the Lanes Facebook page. And don't forget, it's never too early to ask about the holiday party specials. Good food, cold drinks, and good times at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Make your table sparkle this season with something special from Main Street Bakery. Their fresh-baked holiday pies are a festive delicacy, from classic apple and cherry to smooth pumpkin, creamy sweet potato, and indulgent bourbon pecan. Each pie is made from scratch, filled with love, warmth, and an irresistible homemade flavor. Whether you're hosting the feast or bringing dessert, a Main Street Bakery holiday pie makes every gathering unforgettable. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Are your walls looking tired, faded, or just ready for a change? Give your home the refresh it deserves with Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter you can trust. Jeff and his professional team bring precision, care, and the perfect colors to make every room feel brand new. Living rooms, bedrooms, kitchens, hallways, they handle it all. Call Anton Painting and Decorating today at 262-939-4244 and brighten your home with a flawless finish you'll love. Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter.
At Gruber Losses, we take great pride in helping those who have trusted us after a serious accident. Our team has the knowledge, resources, and experience to get you the results you deserve. Don't wait to get the help you need. Make the right call. Call Gruber Losses today. Proud partner of your Milwaukee Bucks. One call, that's all.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Green Bay Packer Football on WRJN Racine, your home for local news and timeless hits. We're WRJN.
The countdown to kickoff is presented by Pick and Save. This is Packers Preview, Packers and Giants today in New Jersey, and Drew has the inactives.
That's right, Dennis. The Packers have announced inactive. We already knew that Nate Hobbs with his knee, Brandon McManus with his quad, and Malik Heath, coach's decision, were going to be inactive. Also inactive, Lucas Van Ness. He'll miss his fifth game with the foot injury. He was back at practice, but they're going to give him another week to ramp up. Donovan Jennings, inactive. Matthew Golden is active, and so is Savion Williams, who apparently got off the bus today at MetLife Stadium in a walking boot. And he is still going to play. I don't know. Maybe his street shoes are not comfortable and they feel better about him in cleats. I don't know the story there, but Savion Williams is playing, as is Matthew Golden.
Today's Eye on the Opponent is presented by Shopko Optical, the official eye care partner of the Green Bay Packers. The Giants, just the second team in the Super Bowl era to lose two games in a season with at least a 10-point lead with under 4 minutes left. That's hard to do. Former Packers head coach Mike McCarthy, a slight betting favorite to be the Giants' next head coach. Their interim head coach is Mike Kafka, who was promoted from offensive coordinator. He's interviewed already for 8 head coaching jobs. James, when you get to be 2-8 and you've lost big leads in half of those losses, you've got to feel like there's a dark cloud over you.
Yeah, and that's why your coach gets fired. And I believe Brian Daboll is a good coach. But that's why your coach gets fired, because you cannot in this league blow leads like that especially when people think you have a bad football team and you find yourself up in these games and you're blowing leads like that, that's a sign of bad coaching and not finishing games. And that is why Brian Daboll is out. But this is not just a Giants team that's going to lay down. This Giants team has played good football, and they do have a solid defense. So, you know, with our offense struggling and their defense, you know, being okay and having good pass rushers, you know, we got our hands cut out for us today, man, and we got to figure out a way to score some points.
On Saturday, the Giants placed guard Evan Neal on injured reserve. Many think that's the end of his Giants career, labeled a bust. Seventh pick in the 2022 draft. And, Drew, both teams today will be using backup kickers because Young Ho Koo will handle the kicking for the Giants with Graham Gano on injured reserve with a herniated disc. And you just said a few minutes ago about Brandon McManus being inactive.
Yep. Lucas Haversick gets his fourth game. And, Dennis, it's not going to be easy to kick if the wind is 20 miles an hour gusting to 40. I imagine that's going to make it tough for the special teams guys. So it'll be interesting to see. And, man, a lot of folks were wondering why they were running McManus out there. He's missed kicks. I think they still have confidence in him, Dennis. But, man, it's availability is the best ability, right?
The Giants, for sure, on their way to their third straight season of missing the playoffs in the last 12 years, only two playoff appearances and one playoff win. James, I'm wondering from a player's perspective, and I know that the Packers have to worry about themselves right now, but you can't help as you prepare for an opponent, but look at what they're doing. They have an interim head coach. They're starting Jameis Winston at quarterback. They're without Neighbors because of a torn ACL. I mean, and Scadaboo's out for the year. This is a game that you should win.
This is a game you should dominate and blow them out. But we've been saying that all year long, Dennis, and the Packers have not done that. So that's why I say, man, this is all about checking the boxes that are in your own household, man. You got to handle that stuff because I don't know what it is. I cannot put my finger on what it is. I don't know if it's play calling. I don't know if it's Jordan Love. I don't know if it's offensive line. I don't know if it's us not having a bona fide number one wide receiver. I don't like all these questions are coming. People are asking all these questions because we're not playing well. So we got to figure out a way to go out here and dominate a game so we can eliminate all them questions. The first 2 weeks we started off everybody saying this team going to the Super Bowl. Now it's like, Dane, is this team the best team in the division? Is this team going to make the playoffs? That is how we're playing, especially offensively. So we got to check these boxes in our own house, man, and go out here and be dominant.
Drew, one of the things that Mike Kafka, who's 38 years old, did is, okay, Russell Wilson is not the guy. It's Jameis Winston, who last played for the Browns last season, 13 touchdown passes, 12 interceptions. He made 7 starts. Cleveland went 2-5 in those games. In his 10-year career, Winston is 36-51 as a starter. He has 154 touchdown passes, but 111 interceptions. He's known for throwing interceptions.
He is, absolutely. In his last year as a starter, he was near the top of the league with 33 touchdowns and led the league with 30 picks. And Dennis, you mentioned Mike Kafka. Am I the only one that remembers the Outback Bowl that he played in for Northwestern? Did you see his stat line in that game in 2010 against Auburn?
That I didn't see.
He was 47-78 for 542 yards, 4 passing touchdowns, and 5 interceptions. Jameis Winston might not get to those levels today, but he could throw 2-3 touchdowns and 2-3 picks.
For every Packer sack, Delta Dental of Wisconsin will donate toothbrushes and toothpaste to a Wisconsin school helping kids achieve healthy smiles and sack plaque. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
When storms hit, your home takes the damage, but you feel the stress. At Vessel Services, they specialize in roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind. From leaking roofs to busted siding and drafty windows, they've seen and fixed it all across southeastern Wisconsin. Their team shows up ready to work with real solutions and honest service. Visit 215 27th Street in Caledonia. Vessel Services. Roofing, siding, windows, and storm repair done right. Go to VesselServicesToday.com to set up your appointment.
You want something fresh? Lee's Deli's got you covered. Signature subs and chef salads just the way you like them. At Cristiano's, Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, and Workforce Development on Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the Washington Avenue shop for all the fixins. Giant party subs, hot wings, classic deli salads. Ordering's a breeze through the Lee's Deli mobile app. Earn points and perks to keep those cravings satisfied. Lee's Deli, serving the people of Racine one meal at a time.
Ready to love your space or build a new one? Royal Construction can make it happen. From custom new home builds to stunning kitchen and bathroom remodels, decks, siding, masonry, and more. Specializing in concrete and beautiful stamped designs to give your home that extra touch of style and durability. Fully licensed, insured, and committed to quality work that lasts. Big project or small, they bring visions to life on time and on budget. Call Royal Construction today, 414-295-1794, or visit their Facebook page. Build something amazing together.
Right now, during the Black Friday sales event, Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin has new 2025 Jeep Grand Cherokee L's with 0% financing and no monthly payments for 90 days. You will always spend less and get more at Martin's. Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, family owned and operated for over 95 years. Plus tax, title, license, and doc fee to qualified buyers with approved credit. Based on $1,667 per $1,000 financed. Must qualify for financing through Stellantis Financial. Expires 12/1/2025.
This holiday season, give the gift of mobility with Easy Mobility Solutions. Still looking for that perfect present? A Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair can help your loved ones reclaim their freedom with confidence and ease. Or wrap up pure comfort with a Power Lift Recliner, complete with heat and massage for year-round comfort. Easy Mobility Solutions, Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, treats you like family. Stop in today and take a test drive across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay. What's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water. Then stir it with a shovel.
Wow, you sound just like him.
Then he said.
If it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Green Bay Packer Football on WRJN Racine, your home for local news and timeless hits. We're WRJN.
Packers preview, Packers and Giants in New Jersey today. Software One is your go-to partner for software and cloud solutions, helping companies to migrate and modernize their applications and navigate and optimize software and cloud changes. Transform with Software One today. Caught up with Xavier McKinney, courtesy of Spectrum News. He was a second-round pick by the Giants in 2020, played the first four seasons of his career in New York, and I asked him about facing his former team.
Not really. I don't get into all that. I just try to go out there and play a good game, regardless of who I'm playing. Trying to go out there and be productive and be the, you know, the player that I know I am. So it'd be fun just to be back in the city, though, and get to see a lot of old faces and familiar faces. But it should be fun, though. It's my first time playing them since I've been gone. So I'm going to definitely be juiced up. But it's all out of good, you know, good intention and just looking to have a good game.
This is Packers safety Xavier McKinney that we're listening to. And he was asked, is this a must win?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's a must win. I think we put ourselves kind of in a sticky situation, but it is what it is. Things happen. Obviously, everything don't go always as planned that you want it to go sometimes, but you got to make do with the circumstances that you have and the type of environment that it is. So that's just what it is.
McKinney considers himself a leader of the whole team, not just the defense, and he says the team right now of the Packers needs to stick together.
Like, we don't go through OTAs and we don't do all the running and all the lifting and just everything that we do inside the building and even outside the building. Like, we don't do all that stuff for no reason. We do that to build with each other. We do that so when we do have hard moments that we face and the adversities that we face, we're able to come closer. So we've built a great relationship with each other to know that, you know, even through tough times, and knowing that the season will never be easy, this league is not easy, that we can stick together and overcome any obstacle that we may be faced with. So these times is really when you should, you know, come together even more, you know, because I think in the long run, you know, when we start getting into, you know, the playoffs and all that extra stuff, like, that's going to help us out in the long run. I know it may not be seen now, but, you know, as the time goes on, I think it'll show.
That's Xavier McKinney of the Packers, and Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
Tired of constant home maintenance? Make your home maintenance-free with Jeff Costanzo, LLC. From aluminum door and window wraps to soffit fascia, seamless gutters, and leaf guard, Jeff's got you covered. Durable, low-maintenance solutions that keep your home looking great year after year. Call Jeff today at 262-497-6797 for your free estimate. That's 262-497-6797. Jeff Costanzo, LLC. Quality, maintenance-free, and worry-free to make your life easier.
Fall serves up more than strikes at the Lanes on 20. Step into Angry Brothers Pub for flavor, football, and fun all season long.
Yes!
Every Sunday, bite into the classic pub burger. Juicy, stacked, and loaded with flavor. Served with a side of all the sports you can handle on the big screens. Catch the daily deals on the Lanes Facebook page. And don't forget, it's never too early to ask about the holiday party specials. Good food, cold drinks, and good times at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Are your walls looking tired, faded, or just ready for a change? Give your home the refresh it deserves with Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter you can trust. Jeff and his professional team bring precision, care, and the perfect colors to make every room feel brand new. Living rooms, bedrooms, kitchens, hallways, they handle it all. Call Anton Painting and Decorating today at 262-939-4244 and brighten your home with a flawless finish you'll love. Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter.
Hey, garlic lovers, this one's for you. Papa John's unleashes the garlic five cheese crust to the hungry masses. It starts with their hand-stretched dough made with just six simple ingredients, brushed with creamy garlic parmesan sauce, then loaded with five bold, melty cheeses. Yeah, it's cheesy garlic bread meets pizza heaven. So if you're a crust craver, a cheese chaser, or a certified garlic fanatic, this is your moment. Get the new garlic five cheese crust pizza from Papa John's today. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
It's time to unpack the decorations and ornaments and get ready to celebrate the holidays with your family and friends. It's also a great time to start planning for colder winter weather. So phone Billy Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today and take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. Then let the pros at Billy Waters make sure that your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
Hey, it's Eli Winders. Just a reminder, if you're feeling low, you're not alone. Life can get tough and we all need a hand sometimes. Don't be afraid to talk to someone, even if it's just to get things off your chest. You have to take care of yourself so you can take care of business. Remember, there's no shame in asking for help. You've got people who care about you. Reach out if you need to and check in on those you care about too. We're all in this together. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
You're listening to Green Bay Packer Football on WRJN Racine, your home for local news and timeless hits. We're WRJN.
The countdown to kickoff is presented by Pick and Save. This is Packers Preview, Packers and Giants in New Jersey. In Madrid, early fourth quarter, the Dolphins have just tied Washington at 13 apiece. Packers fans, play Packers Predict, powered by Senex, to win weekly cash prizes all season long. Play for free at Packers.com/predict or on the Packers app. James, we heard Drew earlier say that Matthew Golden is active today. You got no Kraft. You got no Reed. Would you like to see Matthew Golden more involved?
Absolutely. I mean, we've been asking for Matthew Golden since the season started. We've been asking how are we really using him. Are we using him as a gadget guy? Are we using him as a true receiver? It's time to get him involved. He has too much speed. He has too much ability. I think he's one of the better players on our team with the ball in his hands. We have to find a way to get him going in this football game and get him going early. As a receiver, the worst thing that you can do to a receiver is not get him involved early, and you don't see any touches until the third, fourth quarter. You are not going to be at your best. So I'm hoping and praying that we get the young fella some touches early to get him involved in this game so he can settle in.
Drew, when you look at a matchup today that I think is worth watching, Sean Ryan thrown right into the fire as starting center. Dexter Lawrence is a tough assignment.
That is a tough assignment, but Sean Ryan's a battler. And the thing is, Dennis, what would be a great sign of progress is for the Packers to finish a game with the same offensive line that starts a game, because the in-game injuries that they've had this year, Sean Ryan's at least had all week to work at center, right? And the in-game injuries that caused the shuffling, I think, are a big part of the problem. When you rewatch the tape and the handoffs and the assignments and the choreography on the offensive line is off, and that has to be a factor. So the fact that Sean Ryan knew that Elgton Jenkins was out and he's going to be the center, he also, his future. I mean, a couple weeks ago, it's like, oh, this is my last year in Green Bay. I got to put out some good tape for other teams. He has a chance to stay with the Packers if he plays well in this back half of the season.
Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
Are your walls looking tired, faded, or just ready for a change? Give your home the refresh it deserves with Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter you can trust. Jeff and his professional team bring precision, care, and the perfect colors to make every room feel brand new. Living rooms, bedrooms, kitchens, hallways, they handle it all. Call Anton Painting and Decorating today at 262-939-4244 and brighten your home with a flawless finish you'll love. Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter.
Make your table sparkle this season with something special from Main Street Bakery. Their fresh baked holiday pies are a festive delicacy. From classic apple and cherry to smooth pumpkin, creamy sweet potato, and indulgent bourbon pecan. Each pie is made from scratch, filled with love, warmth, and an irresistible homemade flavor. Whether you're hosting the feast or bringing dessert, a Main Street Bakery holiday pie makes every gathering unforgettable. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Tired of constant home maintenance? Make your home maintenance-free with Jeff Costanzo, LLC. From aluminum door and window wraps to soffit fascia, seamless gutters, and leaf guard, Jeff's got you covered. Durable, low-maintenance solutions that keep your home looking great year after year. Call Jeff today at 262-497-6797 for your free estimate. That's 262-497-6797. Jeff Costanzo, LLC. Quality, maintenance-free, and worry-free to make your life easier.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to Pure Talk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those Pure Talk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Ma, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotions. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotions, and their customers are paying for it. Well, Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. That's why they can offer you, and my mother, unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a crazy fast 5G network for just $25 a month. And if you're a business owner, you could really save a fortune. Dial pound 250, say the words Mike Rowe, you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's pound 250, Mike Rowe. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Green Bay Packer Football on WRJN Racine, your home for local news and timeless hits. We're WRJN.
Packers preview, Packers and Giants in New Jersey. After further review is brought to you by Network Health, proud partner of the Green Bay Packers. Don't fumble with your health insurance. Score a touchdown with Network Health. I'm Dennis Krause, along with James Jones, Wes Hotkowitz of Packers.com is in the Verizon broadcast booth in New Jersey. And Drew Olson, and Drew, I'll start with you. In your opinion, why is the Packers offense underperforming?
The offensive line, inconsistency and poor performance. That is everything. Jordan Love looks a little rushed, panicked. I don't want to say panicked. Jumpy, skittish, perhaps.
In a hurry.
Dropping his eyes because of the rush and their inability to establish a solid running game, get explosive plays out of Josh Jacobs is hampering the offense. So it is the offensive line, in my estimation.
Wes?
Yeah, I think I'll probably take the more of the angle with the run game. I think Josh Jacobs is doing the best that he can with what he has. But I think back to last season, guys, and the amount of times, not only as I've talked about before on this very pregame show, the amount of yards they had in the first half, but they also were an excellent four-minute offense closing out games. And Packers just have not been able to hang their hat on it this season, at least so far in this first half. And it's put them in a precarious position, because when the chips are down and you need to go back to something, what is that going to be? And ultimately, I think a lot of people refer to that as identity, but it's most, to me, I look at it as a comfort factor. What can you turn to when you need to get that first down, when you need to get that yard? And as we saw with the fourth and one play, it didn't happen there. Hopefully they can find some solutions. I actually, as you guys were talking about a previous segment, I really like the Sean Ryan move. I think center, in my opinion, might actually be his best position. I like the way he's grown into that the last 2 years. And now getting a chance to maybe settle in with that five potentially could clear their ways there for Jacobs.
Yeah, and Drew hinted at kind of his demeanor. And you need a little nastiness on that offensive line at this point. James, what do you think about the offense?
Jordan Love, Coach LaFleur. It's on them, too. I don't ever remember when Brett Favre was there and Aaron Rodgers was there, and we said, man, offense ain't going good because the offensive line. You got a very good quarterback. You got a very good coach. You signed this man to a whole lot of money not to have him hand the ball off to Josh Jacobs every single play and depend on running the football to win games. Put the ball in his hands, and when the ball is in your hands, Jordan Love, you got to make some of these throws. In these losses, you've been real inconsistent in some of these losses. You have to find a way to play consistent. Coach LaFleur has to find a way to call a consistent game for you to settle you down. And those two have to get better, because if those two get better, it doesn't matter if our run game's solid. It doesn't matter if our offensive line starts to play better. If those two ain't doing their job, we're not going to be successful offensively.
LaFleur said this week that he has no intention of giving up the play calling. Next question, Drew. Will Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley, who's been linked to the Giants, among other teams, be a head coach somewhere next season?
It sure is trending that way. They're putting out a Super Bowl caliber defense, and you know, you just tell from watching him at the podium. You don't really know people from how they are present at the podium, but he's really good at that part of it. And in the NFL, that is no small thing. You're the face of the franchise, and you've got to be in front of the cameras a lot, and he's really good in that role. So, yes, he is going to be very coveted.
Wes?
I made a comment on Twitter this past week. I had many years where I was able to cover Dom Capers here in Green Bay, and while those press conferences weren't always broadcast the way they are now and streamed, there's so much about the way that Hafley conducts himself in front of the media that reminds me of Dom, who was a two-time NFL head coach in his own right. Just the way he can teach the game to a novice like me, you can only imagine what it's like when you're behind the doors. And the production has been incredible. I mean, these defenses, what he did last year, kind of in a pinch, having to simulate pressure at times and being creative and still having a top five, top 10 defense, and then taking that the next step this season. The Packers have been so close in these games and have been so close to being already a 6-7-8 win team because of how the defense has performed. I think if the league is taking notice, and especially the way that Hafley speaks and kind of the mannerisms that he has, I think he's a perfect candidate if that would all line up. But we still have a lot of football to play.
James?
I think we got one more year with him. I don't think he'll get his opportunity next year, but he has really good players on the defensive side of the ball. So the next 2 years, this defense is going to be good. I think we have him for one more year, and after that, he's what we call gone. You ain't going to be able to keep him. He will be a head coach.
So, James, we're up against the top of the hour, so I'll ask you to keep this to a minute if you can. This is not a full-blown question, but it's just for you. Is the Eagles' defense calling out that Josh Jacobs running play a big deal?
No. Dennis, you know, when we used to play, people used to be calling out our third down plays when we had Aaron Rodgers and Mike McCarthy and we were lined up out there with 3, 4, 5 wide receivers. They called out our offensive plays. They would be inside leverage when we have slants. And you know what, Dennis? They still couldn't stop it.
Yeah.
You know, kudos to the Philadelphia Eagles for doing some film study and understanding what the Packers like to do in certain run situations and all that, and they made a play. Kudos to them. But defenses call out plays all the time, and you still got to stop it.
Drew, as we're heading toward the top of the hour, one of the things that you mentioned earlier is that Brandon McManus is inactive today. That quad has been a problem for him.
Yes, and Lucas Haversick gets his fourth game.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.